Hey, welcome back. You know, one of the things I enjoy is watching other people's YouTube channels. Now, there's one channel that I watch semi-regularly, and that's Father Mark Goren's channel. I don't know if you've seen it, but I encourage you to check it out. He gives daily meditations, and something that he said on Palm Sunday caught my attention. I want to share with you is that as we enter into this Holy Week, it's like a time of retreat. And so let's just really double down on our Lenten observance and seeking the Lord. But he said this, he said, during this time, let God love you. And I think this is this is great advice, friends. Let's allow God to love us. But I would add, not that that's wrong, but I would add one extra thing to that, that maybe would help in this. Say, let God love you through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let God love you by the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Why? Because she can obtain great mercy for us. St. Thomas Aquinas says, when the Blessed Virgin Mary conceived the Eternal Word in her womb and gave him birth, she obtained half the kingdom of God. She became Queen of Mercy, and her Son remained King of Justice. Reading last night, this really struck me. She got half the kingdom of God, the mercy side, according to St. Thomas Aquinas. The point is, she's Queen of Mercy. And because she's Queen of Mercy, she can obtain great mercy for us. So let's ask the Queen of Mercy for God's mercy to be poured into our life. Now, the grace that we can seek in this Holy Week is not grace that is achieved, but grace that is received. What do I mean by this? I want you to think about a rain barrel. It collects water. You take that rain barrel and you put it out into the garden, and what do you hope for? You hope for the skies to open up and the rain to come down and to fill up that rain barrel. The thing about the rain barrel is what determines whether or not it gets filled or not. Does it have anything to do with the barrel? No, it's the rain. And all the barrel does is receive what is coming to it. You know, it just sits. It just waits. It's an open vessel to receive from what's coming from above. And that's like a soul. We have to dispose our hearts to receive the grace that God wants to pour into our heart. How do we dispose our hearts? Well, we pray regularly. We have a regular sacramental life. If you haven't gone to confession yet, as we are in now the Holy Week, you should, because that will dispose the heart. It's like the rain barrel can get filled up with a whole bunch of other stuff other than rain that prevent it from being filled with the rain from above. You know, so we want to get rid of all the objects in the rain barrel. That's our sin. But the thing is, once we have done our part, then we let God do his part. The grace that God wants to pour into our life is grace received, not grace achieved. And so we come before God in this Holy Week like an open vessel, just like the Blessed Virgin Mary. If you recall in the Litany of Mary, the church offers this beautiful prayer. And there's so many different titles that we give to Mary. If you want to learn about Mary, one way that we can learn about her is by praying to her, by asking her intercession. And some of the titles that the church gives her in this litany is spiritual vessel, pray for us, vessel of honor, pray for us, singular vessel of devotion, pray for us. So here this word vessel, what's a vessel? It's a vessel, something that receives. And so she is the model for us and how to go before God. Not only is she the model, but she can obtain the grace for us to receive. So ask the spiritual vessel, vessel of honor, singular vessel of devotion to pray for you so that you could be, so that the heavens would rain down in your life this Holy Week. Be that rain barrel just to open yourself up to what God wants to do in your life. Speaking of Mary, St. Louis de Montfort said, God chose her to be the treasure, the administrator, and the dispenser of all his graces, so that all his graces and gifts pass through her hands. Such is the grace that she has received from him, that, according to St. Bernardine, she gives the graces of the Eternal Father, the virtues of Jesus Christ, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit to whom she wills, and when she wills, and as much as she wills. St. Louis de Montfort reminding us Mary has great power by her intercession. Remember, she's got half the kingdom of God, the mercy side. I love that. You know, think about the titles of Mary going back to the litany. we never call Mary Queen of Justice. We call her Queen of Mercy. Justice, that's God. That's Jesus. He's going to come as the just judge. So let's seek the Queen of Mercy's intercession this Holy Week. Now, do you doubt that Mary could do good for you? Well, consider this. You will find her hands filled with mercy and bounty. She longs to do you good much more than you could ever long to receive good from her. So when you put the rain barrel out, you got to wait for the rain for it to be filled. But in the case of God, it's always raining. We just have to dispose our hearts to what he wants to receive. And then passively, like Mary, say, let it be done to me according to thy word. And the beautiful thing about this is Mary, the perfect vessel who received all these graces from God, who was highly favored, filled with the Holy Spirit, is the one that wants to intercede for us and do good to us more than we want her to help us. But do you feel unworthy of her assistance? Do you feel like maybe you lack the necessary virtue to dispose your heart properly? Well, Mary can help with this as well. St. Anselm said, when we pray to the Mother of God, we are heard more quickly than when we call directly on the name of Jesus. For her Son is not only our Lord, but our Judge. But when we call on the name of his Mother, though our own merits will not ensure an answer, yet her merits intercede for us, and we are answered. So friends, as we continue on with Holy Week, let's ask the Blessed Virgin Mary's intercession that we would be that docile vessel, just like her, who said, let it be done to me according to thy word, and then entrust ourselves to her intercession to obtain for us the great rain of heaven to fall down into our souls. Share with me what stood out to you and why in the comments below. I really love learning from you. I appreciate your time, and tomorrow, Janelle and I will be with you. God bless you.